or the examination of prayer abiding.
Ta rabzi de song gu bi jin jin ka re sa na ni de de pang ga ye ke ni war la za tang ni war la za pe na me ki zog ta wa na be dra nyen ba la so pe ni war la za tang len ba po ye pe se na da ti ni me pa ma re da me pa ma re te ni de yu je da yo pa de ba re ते गाग पे छे दो ते रबजी इंदे सुन बारे
This chapter here is taught because there are some Shravaka views who assert that there must be a truly existent self which takes on or which is there in order to perceive something. For example, If the eye perceives form, there must be a truly existent self that this form can be perceived. So here this chapter is taught in order to teach that such a self does not truly exist and so that such perception cannot take place. Some Shravaka or Pratyeka Shravaka views say that there is a truly existent self which is inexpressible. That means one cannot say it is the same as the five skandhas, nor that it is other than the five skandhas.
That tele te gaba se do tene rabzi goba de songbari ti nani se karche mu chik chike chikre ta da ni la soba ta soba ta la soba ya kangi imba kate mi te da chang na yo ma yin hisawas.
The verse here, or the ninth chapter, reads, seeing, hearing, and so on, feelings and so on as well, belong to something. In case that were not there, those as well would not exist.
Neki zogtawa nave danyemba naye tetsorwa ki ru nyuwa luje Jambatan Tsubaso Rigza Nyuwa Yije Depada Maumba So Sambati Yebseno Te Nyeva Lanzare Nyeva Lamba Po Dabtin Da Mepa Mare Da Yugrese Ta Nyintu Panamje Nyintu Kaheje Tena Wokilamba.
So what is it that we perceive? With our eyes we perceive form. That means we look at form with our eyes. We hear sounds with our ears. We feel or we smell tastes, no smells with our nose. We experience tastes with our tongue. And we experience soft or rough things with our body. And with our mind, we experience past things and future things. So these objects are all the objects which have to be taken in by something. And this something is the self. The self is the one who takes in all these objects. And there are Shravaka views who say such a self does exist.
Deyang kolawo zona nangi chenchi drogi si chenchi drogla mekte long jebare.
To make it easy, one can say that The inner six ayatanas, or doors for perception, focus at the outer six ayatanas, and thus they experience them.
Tati tsik kangpa nike tata nila sopa tan sopa tala sopa yang sijiti nangki chinchi toke si chinchi tola longjo pa te tani kunzo tan de longjo pa yobari ina yang kangki yimba kate mi kangki yimba nangki chinchi toke si chinchi tola longjo pa pu kansa te jo pa pu kansa ke longjo gore Kansa gam da ke longjo gube se na longjo ba bo da te yang ta bar ma do bare longjo ba bo da te yang ta bar ma do be se na tene nang ge tin chi do ke si tin chi do lo longjo ba yang yang ta bar ma do bare.
So the first two lines here say looking and listening or seeing and hearing and so on. And feelings and so on. These need to be experienced by something. That means the inner six ayatayas need to experience these outer six ayatanas or the outer objects. Therefore, there must be an experiencer or something that takes these outer objects in. This something is the individual, or you can also say it is the self. This self exists just only from the relative point of view or on a conventional level. From a true point of view, such a self does not exist. And because such a self does not exist, then there's also no experiencing of the inner ayatana, which the inner six ayatanas do, so they cannot experience these six outer ayatanas.
Nangi chinchi toke si chinchi tolo long mache pam mache pengoni kasi date yopar chona tingoni da yona date leka kaya maze pesena long jo papo never long jo papo mare kainsena long jo besawa kaya zo mare ngarute yona.
Since the inner six ayatanas don't experience the outer six ayatanas, or for such an experience there needs to be a self which is there before. If there were such a self before the experience takes place, since such a self would not have anything to do before the experience takes place, one cannot call such a self an experiencer.
This way. Tajur kuna nangge chinchi troki sele si chinchi trola long ma jebe mwendo yeba da de chuji. Nyewal lemba po mayimba thar. Nyewal lembe meke zog la tawa la sopa nyewal lembe sawa ma jebe sele.
To put that in a form of reasoning, it says, given the self which is there before an experience by the six inner ayatanas of the six outer ayatanas happens, this self or such a self is the subject in this reasoning. Such a self is not an experiencer because there is no action happening before the perception happens, as for example before the eye consciousness or the eye could perceive form.
Tene ngarut ne bdaje ona wambonga la jana wambonga mepa wambonga yor zuda tero risa ngala jupe sawa tani mepa daje goyer te repete na mate bare
tani mepa daje
re re ngarun ne bdaje wambonga yor la jupe ngarut bdaje ona wangpo nga yang me pa, wangpo nga yolen jokpa sawa mazi pa daji gore. Ten rawe da te, teni hirap chiche na sigo yoma.
In brief, that means if we apply that to all the five sense faculties who all perceive the individual objects such as sound, no, form, sound, smell, taste, and touch, here is said there needs to be a self which is there before the perception happens. And such a self cannot be there, cannot be truly existent, because there is no action going on of perception within the self. So one says here there should be a self before the action of perception happens, but such a self does not exist.
Karsi ten rabu ngaru je da je yona meke zok tabu ngaru je da tang nawe wangbu dranyi ba ngaru je da tang nae wangbu tretsor ba ngaru je da tang je wangbu runyu ngaru je da tang lu je wangbu reza zimbe ngaru je da te thade yinam chigi thade yena da da mangdu thawa da ngar thawa chung yo bare rikpine ji ji yena yang chung yo re meke zok ta wa pu kaza meke chipa yena meke zok la long che pa kap so da da yang thu pa de yang thor wa la so pa chung yo bare ji yena.
In case there were such a self truly existent before perception happens, then there would be a self before the action of the eye perceiving form happens. There would be a self before the action of the ear perceiving sound happens. There would be a self before the nose perceiving smells happens. There would be a self before the tongue perceiving tastes happens, and there would be a self before the body consciousness perceiving feelings happens. Now we should analyze what such a self can be. Are all these selves different, or are they one? If we say all these selves are different, then there would be the logical fault of that we have many selves, and this we cannot hold. If we say all these selves are the same, this we cannot hold as well, because at the same time when the I, or the self for the I, experiences a form, the same self would experience sound, smell, and so on. It's the same self. Therefore, these selves cannot be same as well.
Tetar chepe wambu nga ye yole chepe ngaro je da te madrupe se na da madrupe se na tene da ke long chepe tene nang ki chenchi trok tan se chenchi trok yang yang tak par madrupe re kunzob do mlam tabre.
If we analyze like that, all the five sense faculties, all the five sense faculties, then we come to understand that there cannot be a truly existent self before the perception happens. Such a self does not exist. And if such a self does not exist, then also the experience cannot exist. In this way, the outer ayatanas perceiving the inner ayatanas perceiving the outer ayatanas cannot exist. Such an experience cannot exist. Such an experience is just there on a relative level, and it is just like in a dream.
Tetar nangi chenji trog se chenji trol long che sor tang. Tele che pa tiang, narul ne da le che pa tiang. Malala jana mala ngo ma hi bakap so che chor che yare mala ngo ma hi bakap che chor te Nangi chenchi tok tan se chenchi tok la denbar khenba yeba se na dendop denbar nang khen denbar khenba se na denbar khenba goni che so re so si che bi che sa tene tongba ni la ngi hi to ni ngo so da ma do na ya ngi hi tembo yo na tene mala ngo hi pa ta bi che so re se na de ge sa re phakpa nam je tene to ni ngo so da to ba phakpa nam je ngo hi pa tsam je tene na dong yin mi ji ngi hi che ge re che pa go yo ma tek so na
che pa sa na
hirap je ta ke che pa sa na hirap ta ke
We can look at this case as it is for how it is in a dream. How do the inner ayatanas experience the outer ayatanas in a dream? And whether there is a self before the experience happens. For as long as we don't recognize the dream, there seems to be the perception of the inner ayatanas perceiving the outer ayatanas, and there seems to be truth in such a perception. Such a perception appears, and as it appears, we cling to it and think it is true. In the same way, as long as we have not realized emptiness, or not in the same way, but as long as we have not realized emptiness, then we can only have a firm conviction of such a self not existing before the perception happens. And such a firm conviction could be related to recognizing when we are dreaming, or recognizing the dream when we are dreaming. All the Aryas who have direct realization, they don't need any analysis of such a perception taking place. They just dipakpanam kong so di milam ngoshe patam.
Ngoshe na dege. Ngoshe na jepa gogumare tongyi jingi shi.
All the Aryas who have directly realized emptiness, they have such a conviction, and this you could relate to somebody recognizing that he is dreaming.
Jöpa Pony Madrup Ser Jöpa Podare Rangi Mede Tenderzam Te Dutte Tiki Jizubai.
Rinpoche puts that into a verse. Which says, the six inner ayatanas experience the six outer ayatanas. Since there is no true existent experiencer, these don't exist naturally, but they are merely interrelated.
Oh yeah. Dina tan dor dona nangge chi chi troke se chi chi tolo long che pa yang che pa pe da ma do be se na kun zo to ten de nan sa re yang ta pa tro pa tan che le de pe tong ba ni.
In brief, the inner ayatanas experience the outer ayatanas, and while they do that, there is no truly existent self. There is no experiencer, which is the self. On a relative level, this happens. On a relative level, there is experience going on, but this is just interrelation. But on the absolute or the ultimate level, there is no such a self. There is no mental fabrication at all.
Tene chopa ta me tam bhikhen tak pare. Me tam bhikhen tak pa lebe de song go bichun sin kare se na nin tu kha ke ke nyeval la za wang bo nang ge chen chi tro sel jo pa ta nyeval la ba bo nyeval la za ta nyeval la ba bo da yure kare se na nyeval la za ta la ba bo yure me ge zo la ta wa Tabakabso, then in Yavar Lanza make Zola Tava Lamba, but die you. Ne Lamba, but you ever send a die you. Bet him, bet, madam, we hang him. Madam, we hang Yendo, then eh, Tanda, die your bandover. Never Lamba, but a Lanza, your bandover. Bet, madam, we hang Tava Javar, eh? Then I madam, we hang.
Now we go on to the 10th chapter, which is the examination of fire and firewood. The reason why this chapter is taught here is again because some Shravaka schools assert that there is a truly existent self which is engaged in perception. That means that the sense faculties, or when the sense faculties perceive their individual objects, or when the inner ayatanas perceive the outer ayatanas. The Shravaka views say such a self does truly exist because there is something to be experienced, or an object which is taken in by the consciousnesses, and there is somebody who perceives, namely a self. And they, the Shravakas, use the example of the fire. They say, they use the example of the fire, that the fire burns the firewood.
Sabatiki, Hingla tupe me meete, Hingla matu meami. Mela tupe hing meete, Mela matu hing me, he sabaso.
The verse here in the text reads, fire that depends on wood does not exist. Fire that does not depend on wood does not exist either. Wood that depends on fire does not exist, and wood that does not depend on fire does not exist either.
The meta king, the Hasoke meta, no soke king, the tenda, whichever marry, six the kingdom, may which is six the kingdom, may nu is six the king, six the year, a many letter.
Here we analyze fire and firewood. This is not an analysis which analyzes whether it's Eastern fire and firewood or Western fire and firewood, but it investigates that the fire is the object which, no, that the firewood is the thing which makes burn. It analyzes the real thing in the wood which causes to be burned, which causes the fire, and the fire itself, the real thing fire and the real thing firewood.
Hingla tupe me maybe jumsin is in the carasina, me nuji six hīngla tūpē mē chūjīn, yāng tāpār mē tē hīng tē māsik pūsē.
Dī yāng kia sūma nāng?
Hīng mē sīk zī hīngla tūpē mē mē tē tē pārē. Hīng ngū sū, sīk zī hīng tē ngū sū yā pā kāp sū, sīk zī jī mē mā rū pārē. Sikza, sikza hing de sing ma sa pe ne kap so hing la me de de ba yin na hing de sikza hing de yu gu gu du sikza hing yu pa kap so me yu ma re sik yu ma re sikza ji me ke ma sik pe re me yu ma re di se na hing la tu pe me pa re hing la tu pe me sikza sikza hing ngui la tu pe me chu chi mi de sikza hing sik pe sa ba ma ze pe se King the Sigma Tana, then he succeeded me, the memory.
So the first line here says, fire that depends on wood does not exist. Die Schinglertype me.
Chu chen kar re ro chen ke la te pe me chi chi me de sig sig hing ma sig be se cha te hing se sig sig hing de ma sig na me tro go yo ma re me te sig go go do me te sig te me hing de sig te me cha go go re hing ma se bu ngoi ne te ne me yo ma re me te hing la te pa in hing de yo go go do sig sig hing de yo pa ka so Sikzi ji me ma dhubare. Tis se na, me la tupi hing, hing la tupi me chu chi, me te, sikzi hing ma sikba se. Sikzi hing ma sikba ngui ni, hing ma sikba se na me yo ma re.
So to put that into,
Te le la wu ya re.
Into a reasoning.
Kale ka wu ya ma re.
Given the fire which depends on wood, it does not exist because while the fire is
Sikza tang sikzi, sikza hing, ngui ji sikza hing tang sikzi ji me ni bu te, de he zu na ngu po tang ngu me re, cha du re, ni ka nyan bu yo ma re, sikzi hing ngu po yin pa kap su sikzi ji me ngu me re trob yo ma re, sikzi ji me te ngu po trob yin pa kap su sikza hing de ga cha re, sikza sikzi ni chi ngu po yin pa kap su chi ngu me re, This and the Mubu Nyam the Mabare. Jumsin Sava the Dere.
Then a shing di mayo per capsule, sec sasong.
I sec sasso, take him your mare. Six di metro per capsule, hing six sasso, your mare, hing your mare. Hing massa per capsule, may your mare. Six a Mubu in per capsule, six di main mire. Six di main Mubu in per capsule, six a six are your mare. Coney, then a deva mabare.
So given fire that depends on wood, it does not exist because these two have no relation. These two have to be to exist together. But when the fire is burning, then one of that is an actual thing and the other one is not. The thing is to be understood because only through that the fire is burned, the wood is burned already when the fire is burning. So at the time when the fire is burning, the wood is gone already. So at the time when the fire is burning, the fire is actually there, but the wood is gone, so it's not actually there. Or the other way around, before we have the fire, there is the wood. So the wood is actually there, but the fire is not. So So, and if these two are not there at the same time, they have no relation. In this way, a fire which depends on wood cannot exist. This example is easier to understand if we take, or this is easier to be understood if we take light and darkness as an example. Light and darkness cannot exist together because at the time when it is dark, there is no light, and at the time when there is light, it is not dark. So at the time when it is dark, then the darkness is that thing which is actually there, and the light is the thing that is not actually there. And at the time when there is light, then the light is the thing that is actually there, and the darkness is the thing that is not there. So these things never exist together. And according to this example, also that what does the burning, namely the wood and the object which is burning, the fire, these two don't exist in their own essence, because at the time when the fire is there, there is no wood, and at the time when the wood is there, there is no fire, so they cannot depend on each other. The second line says, fire that does not depend on wood does not exist either. So such a fire which does not depend on wood does not even exist conventionally. Because it would be something which does not depend on anything. And such things don't exist. A fire would has to depend on something such as wood to exist. So in this way, if it does not exist on anything, it cannot be there. So it says here also the fire cannot exist in its own essence. A fire which does not depend on wood cannot exist in its own essence. So we can conclude that there is no fire dependent on wood, or no wood fire. Putting that into a syllogism or a reasoning, we say, given wood fire, it does not exist in its own essence, or it does not exist naturally, because on the one hand side, there is no fire that depends on wood, and or on the one side, there is no fire that depends on wood, and on the other side, there's also no fire that does not depend on wood.
Tā nipa te mele tu pare, mele tepe hing mete mele mate hing mete yang ji gwa.
The same applies for the next two lines, which say wood that depends on fire does not exist, and wood that does not depend on fire does not exist either. So here now we analyze the wood. So wood that depends on fire does not exist, because while the fire is there, is actually there, is an actual thing, then there is no fire, then there is no wood, so there cannot be wood which depends on such a fire. If you think about it from a more subtle point of view, in each moment the fire burns the firewood. So that each moment when the fire is burning, the firewood is burned already. So there is no firewood for that moment of fire. If you just use your ordinary thinking, then it seems that the wood is always there while the fire is burning, but you have to analyze it more subtle. You have to analyze it in a moment, because within a moment, then exactly that moment, the fire burns the wood of that moment. So the fire and the wood of this moment are not there, because the wood must be burned in order to give fire. If we analyze in such a momentary situation, then fire which depends on wood cannot exist. Because in that moment, when the fire is there already, then the wood is burned already, it's gone.
And the mele mati bikhen yore sino, mele mati bikhen yomare. Di khen di six khen le ya gore mato, chetangi jikten ji khen na da wale ya gomare. Six me te, six khen te, six zi le mati na, six zi mele mati bayan yomare. Karre se na, six khen yinba te, six zi ji mele tu gogundo, mele mati bikhen yomare.
And the last line here, wood that does not depend on fire does not exist. Here we are not analyzing the wood of the trees in a forest, but just firewood. So firewood that does not depend on fire does not exist. Because if there is, it must depend on fire, otherwise it wouldn't be any firewood, so it cannot exist, not dependent, being not dependent on fire.
Tene yang kiranso loni, loni temo taya la sam na yang dixare, loni de zuni kechik mishar bakapso, kechik mishar bakapso, zung toko mado, tene mishiche bakapso, loni je zuni kechik mandro sabare. Tela sam no tana kade do tata.
We can think in this context of a movie. A movie is also instance, kind of moments, which in a movie we have these moments of change in a movie. And when we see one picture, one momentary picture, then already when the eye consciousness happens or comes about, then this picture is gone already. That's the same.
To
put that into a verse, it says that what causes the burning, the wood, and the object of burning, the fire, are related to each other in terms of being an actual thing there and not being actually there. Therefore, they are just mere interdependent appearance. And because of that, they don't exist within their own nature. They are just like in a dream. We analyze here the fire and the wood, the firewood. The firewood is that what causes the fire or what causes the burning. And the fire is the object which burns. When the one is there, when, for example, the wood is there, the wood is the actual thing which is there, but the fire is not actually there. And the other way around, when the fire is there, then the fire is the actual thing which is there, and the wood is not actually there. So they are never there together. But the only thing is, on a relative level, they are just mere appearance, appearing due to being interrelated. And therefore, on the ultimate, they don't exist within their essence. If you analyze the essence of fire and wood, they both don't exist within their essence. Therefore, they are not truly existent, and they are just like only appearing like in a dream. Like in a dream, for example, when we dream of that a forest is burning and being burnt by a fire. Sometimes we dream of that we are burnt by a fire. Here, the fire is what does the burning or what causes the burning, and the body is the object to be burned. So we are burned by a fire. And because it is a dream, both of them doesn't exist. The fire does not exist, and the body which is burned does not exist. But they appear in a dream, and they appear to be true. due to them appearing, we take them to be true, and therefore we suffer. But because they are not truly existent, therefore the suffering is not really existent, and also the self which experiences the suffering is not truly existent. In this way we should understand that all kinds of suffering are just delusive or deluded suffering, and we should not just ourselves thinking it is true makes us suffer. The 11th chapter is the examination of Priya and final limits, that means of previous and later lives. Some people think there must be a truly existent self because it went through previous lives, or we came from a previous life into this life, and we will go to a next life after that. In order to take birth in this life, or in order that life of this, the birth of this life is truly existent, we need to have been dying in a previous life, because the birth in this life must be dependent on the death in a previous life. And the same thing for this life, in order to have a truly existent death in this life, there must be birth, or there must have birth been happening in this life, because the death of this life depends on the birth in this life. That's why we are now analyzing with our intelligence what previous and later lives and birth and death is.
Kiewa di maśina mikiewa
tam. Maśina mikiewa. Maśina mikiewa se na kiewa te kiewa la tu go wodo. Maśina mikiewa se na yang kiewa la tu go wale. Pęcen cik cik la tu no go wale.
So birth and death.
Pęcen cik cik la tu go wale na nikala ngowo me betare.
So birth and death have to be interdependent. When one has not died, one cannot be born, and when one is not born, one is not dead yet. So birth and death depend on each other, and in this way, since they depend on each other, they are both without any inherent existence. They have both naturally or by their essence, they don't exist.
Tetarina, Jevatana Gashini Lijiro Mare, Tetar chik chik la ma tu na meba re ina ya keba da ga she ni tu chik do rong ma re keba da ga she tu chik do yo na che yin ba dan she che yin ba ten che yin ba tar ba tan keba da ga she ni ke te tu chik do ni chik do so na ni ka la jo meba tar ba chong ya che yin ba ten che yin ba tar ba tan Nyinga la jyo maya pa tharva chong yore. Jyava gaishi ni tui chek du song na.
So, birth and death must be interdependent. And because they are interdependent, they don't truly exist. Still one can say, well, oh, here it says in this text, it says, it is not possible that they exist simultaneously. Because if they existed simultaneously, then while something is being born, it would be dying, and this is not possible. And the second reason why they don't exist simultaneously is because both birth and death would have no cause.
Then a pena payimba pulatupa tam payam palatupa pomo malatupa mayam pomolatupa nika chikichila matu na mapa napsi remba yam matebare pete na yinre. Patam, patam, mata, pomola, yang, sanggogodo. Kasi, po pa kona la tu, pa denpa tro, pomo ma la tu, ma denpa tro, na, tini, tangpu, patam, ma ni la, tini, po ma yinpa, tangpu ni, trop deva jingo pare. Tangbu pama ni la pama meba di gogo ya. Rewa? Tien rao yu na teni rikpa tangar go yura, ta?
In the same way, a son is interdependent of the father, and the father is dependent on the son, as the mother is dependent on the girl, and the girl is dependent on the mother. Separately, none of them exists. So the girl would not exist without a mother, and the mother would not exist without a girl. And the same with the father and the son. Also, it is not justifiable to say one comes after the other. That means the mother comes first and then comes the girl. Because a father or a mother is not a father or a mother, because there is before there is the son or the daughter. So they must necessarily depend on each other.
Machi pariyang mehe ser. Chehe ngowu ma robte. Chehe ngowu troba mi. Pen namalam chehe ye.
Rinpoche puts that into a verse. Something that did not die will not be born, and something that was not born will not die. Therefore, birth and death don't exist within their own essence. but it is just like birth and death within a dream.
Therefore,
birth and death are just appearances. They're mere appearances due to interrelation, and they don't truly exist, but we take them to be true, and the thought that takes them to be true makes up the suffering. Due to the thought that they are true, they seem to be true, and due to that we are suffering. But all of that does not truly exist. The suffering of birth and death is just a delusion which does not truly exist.
Jeva me pe deng ki ni tse nga se ni sin zemba ta rik do ka na wa zon to tar che hi ni ji do do ju ma ma tsa che hi ba re te da 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 le che hi len de ba de to da che ba re.
This is the same as Rinpoche explained before in one of the Milarepa songs, which was the conviction of there being no birth and no death. Did Sikche Yang Lakovi?
Jeva Lab Lamna Yapodo Terensa Payayo. Jeva maybe denging ye, sing us in Eastern Zimbata. Redoga no adjoin the tar, Jehini Jondo Churaba.
Kyasungana.
Jeva me be dengye bare. Jeva me be dengye be karita bare. Se ngap se nyi sen zemba ta. Jeva ngap se le denbar kien be denba ta sung sung bare. Rikdok nawa zun do ta. Rikdok jekhi nawa de zunba nawa re. Jekhi nyi ji dondo ju di se na. Jekhi la dondo te. Muma dondo yo bare. Tanda dondo ju sung sung bare.
So this song by Milarepa about
Mama cause it's a kid, you did. You were on there. Reva,
take
so, Lapson, Lapson, Temason.
Rinpoche mentioned this verse of Milarepa before.
Did you see Shoga the Tiggy?
Rinpoche will give you a correct translation of that afterwards. But what it says, or what Milarepa more or less says in this conviction of there being no birth and no death, it says, when you find conviction of there being no birth, then you have purified or dissolved all clinging to previous and later lives, and you have concluded that all appearances of the six realms are false. Therefore, I, Milarepa, have cut all doubts of birth and death.
This is the key thing, right?
Rinpoche will give that to you later in a proper translation.
This is the key thing, right? Rinpoche will Jeva potan, Jeva pedal, then by him, but they not to travel. Traversality in that kind of way.
So, what is our delusion right now? We think birth and death are truly existent, and we also think that the one who experiences birth and death is also truly existent, namely ourself. This is our right now delusion.
Da yere, jumsen karesana nga so dunga ngoy somdundo, dunga yepe sene dunga nyunga po da yere sila pare, ti sena ta dunga marubashi pare.
The 12th chapter deals with the examination of production from itself or other. There are some people who say, well, there must be a self because we directly experience suffering. So who is the one who is experiencing suffering? That is the self. So there must be a self.
Dunga maiki namba ye yema yembar mazeje. Sirungupo thalaya namba yepo yema yinshi sawasongte.
The verse reads, mere suffering does not have the four aspects. Moreover, outer things don't have the four aspects either.
Dunga te Dunga yang tapa madobre, junsen kare sana dunga te dag sepa yamare, dunga rani le dunga rani kipa yamare, dunga nyuwa po kanza ke dunga zeva yamare, dunga te yinje sepa yamare, yin kuncho ke sepa yamare, kuncho ke sena kuncho nyinge me pichon yore. Doji sepa yamare. 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 Doji
sepa yamare. Doji sepa yamare. Suffering cannot have any true existence. And why is that so? Because suffering does not come about by itself. That means suffering does not create itself. And suffering is not created by anything other than itself. Suffering is not created by the individual who experiences the suffering. It is not created by anything other, for example, a creator god. If a god created suffering, that would show that such a god does not have any compassion. Nor is suffering created by time, because time would need a creator as well, so it cannot be created by time. And suffering is not created by Mara, because Mara would have been created itself, and that's not true. And suffering cannot come about due to self and other both together, nor can it come about without any cause or without any conditions. So in this way, suffering does not come about due to the four extremes, or as it's called here, the four aspects. Therefore, suffering does not truly exist.
Then, mama, chin takpa le, senang ngobo tamche ta yele, ma chipa, ta yele cheva kakpa re, teta chikpa re, di kapsu chepa de dunga la java re. Te jal kubi junsi, dunga yuva sena, dunga nyuma buddha yuva re. Dunga yuepe jumsen la tinte dunga nyuwa po da yuepe ke lempa po namla tene dunga ta yele ma chi pa yang ja de hiba.
We already refuted the true existence due to the four aspects or four extremes in the first chapter, which was the examination of conditions. There we I've proven already that nothing can come about by itself due to others, both and neither. But here we apply it specially to suffering. And the reason for applying it specially to suffering is that some people say, well, we do actually experience suffering, so there must be a self which experiences that suffering. It says here, not only suffering, or only suffering, no, it is not only suffering that is not created by the four, through the four extremes, but moreover, all outer objects are not created by the four extremes. So all outer objects, since they are not created through the four extremes, they have no true arisal. All outer objects or all outer things, such as form, sound, smell, tastes, and touch, all the five objects of experience, they have no true existence because they were not created by the four extremes. Also, the inner ayatayas, or the inner sense faculties of sentient beings, like the eye faculty, the ear faculty, the nose faculty, the tongue faculty, and the body faculty, they don't come into existence through the four extremes as well. In brief, the five skandhas, the 18 dhatus, and the 12 ayatanas don't come about through the four extremes. That's on the ultimate level. On the relative level, they appear as just mere appearances, but ultimately, they don't exist like that. In the same way, all our kleshas or afflictions, such as desire, anger, and so on, they appear on a relative level, where they are appearance which come about due to interrelation, but on an absolute level, they don't truly exist. If, for example, we are getting angry because of we have to do something in the future or some work in the future, then such anger cannot be truly existent because the conditions for the anger does not truly exist. If we are angry, then the one who is angry loses all his or her beautiful appearance, like the beautiful face would fade, and the happy appearance it usually has would fade. All the appearance of wisdom or intelligence and of diligence would fade due to being angry. And the one which makes all the beautiful appearance fade, the anger, does actually not truly exist. It's just a dreamlike anger.
Dene dawa trape oman jokpa le khonti nipa tsongma kapso nzipo nyamte madokpa zoktan ba, njeksarongwa zoktan ba. Dene jiva tamba holy men seche tele nyamro ba. Khonto chenpo yona holy men mayimba chakare tele nyamro ba. Hirata namjoon chonro ba. Tendra wo chung mambo songwa re. Madok zokso seche tamba menba te. Chodang chumeng hebe namjoon chok sechen se. Zipo nyamte madok wo zoktong te zipo chonro ba. Jiva tamba holy men le nyamro ba. Holy men ma re khonto chenpo yona. Tene Chodang chumeng hebe namjoon te hirab yang nyamro re. Khonto chenpo chena Mamba Lobjon Kabato, Mama Hirat and Kanga Jino, Retanga Yomar, Namjo the Hiram Kondrova. Kondu Wanga, Donga Nato, Yuan Lasova, Kondu Jones over it. Then Dravo Yona Young, then Dravo Yuante, then Kondro La Dember, Kondu Nelog Mato, Kondro La Dember, Hemper Topje, then a Kondro La Junction Motor Chapel. Kondu Nelog Tona, then Dravo Chagamat. Robo.
Chandrakirti, in his text Entering the Middle Way, wrote one chapter about anger also. There he describes how all the beauty fades when you become angry. When you are a holy person, all this being holy disintegrates because you are angry, and all your intelligence and diligence disintegrates as well. Everything that you have studied before and that what you have known before, you will forget just due to your anger. And he also describes how suffering comes about due to the anger, and he describes the faults of this suffering which comes about due to anger. And this suffering and the comes about due to taking things as being truly existent. If we understand, if we take the anger to be truly existent, then we will suffer. But if we understand the true nature of the anger, if we realize the true nature of the anger, then no suffering will come about. And this anger is a good example because all of us, we have experienced anger.
Tene kakhe kondro jina madok buzok tona nzipo nyamdo gde samde. Tene so tengu yore. So tene yang dong jikso rungwa yore. Che tang, singe tang, ta kondro sana so tengu re yina yang. So tene yang nzipo yaw mare. Kondro ke jikso rungwa chakare. Tene yi jikpare. Kondro sana gemo so tene yang.
When we are angry, then all our beauty fades. We are showing our teeth, but this showing our teeth is not the showing of the teeth when we are smiling, but it is showing the teeth as if we were angry. This, for example, happens with dogs, tigers, and lions. When they are angry, they show their teeth and they turn into a very ferocious appearance. And this is what is happening when we become angry as well.
This is the control of 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 the Kondro de yehi sunjur wari khebar. Kondro rang satro gare.
If we analyze anger, then from the point of view of the Vajrayana, the essence of anger is clear light. It is clarity and emptiness inseparable. So within the Vajrayana, we meditate on the meaning of anger's nature or essence being clarity and emptiness inseparable. And when we meditate on that, we are able to transform it into primordial awareness. This is also called we self-liberate it into its own state.
This is the control maro dunga dembar maro bese no dunga nyunga bu da yang dembar maro bre tango bu dembar debe dunga yebe se na dunga nyunga bu da yebe dembar wa ta ti dunga da yebe duzi dunga te ka go do dunga ta yele ma chi bese na dunga me bare dunga me bese na dunga ji tene da yebe do tu gum
Therefore, because suffering does not truly exist, then also the experiencer of suffering, the self, cannot truly exist. Those who claim that outer things do truly exist, they also claim that there is a self who experiences these outer things. Therefore, in order to refute that, we first have to refute that outer things don't exist, or that the things which cause the suffering don't truly exist, and if they don't truly exist, then the experiencer, the self, as well, cannot truly exist.
Dunga ngo mebe ser nyombo yepe duzi me. Dunga ngo madobe ser na dunga nyomwa po da yepe duzi mare dunga. Dunga ngo mebe ser nyombo yepe duzi me. Nyongwapo. Nyongwapo. Nyongwapo se jete kansa. Donga nyongwapo da yebe duzi mare. Donga ngu mebe se nyongwapo yebe duzi me. Pe namala donga yin nyongwapo mebe hibar se.
Panamilam
dunga yin
dunga
munga mlanje dunga dembar mado pare mlanje dunga dembar mado ba yin do dene dunga mlam do dunga nyuwa po yan dembar mado ba te yin do dunga dembar mado pa dunga nyuwa bu da dembar mado ba hi go no te ma hi na kale ka ya
Rinpoche puts that into a verse, saying, suffering does not exist in its own nature, in its own essence. Therefore, the delusion of there being somebody who experiences it does not exist as well. It is as it is with the suffering in a dream. There is no experiencer as well, and we should know that there is no experiencer. For example, when we suffer in a dream, then we know that such suffering cannot truly exist. And if the suffering does not truly exist, the experiencer of the suffering, the self, cannot truly exist either. So both the suffering and the experiencer don't exist. This we can see on a dream easily. And we should know that it is with all kind of suffering and the experience of the suffering. If we don't know that such an experience does not exist, we might end up in difficulties. Now we will recite these four verses. Translation which Rinpoche handed out the other day. It's on page 2, somewhat in the middle. Examination of Prior Abiding, chapter 9. Seeing and hearing and so forth, and further sensations and so forth, if the one to whom they belong does not exist, they do not exist as well. There is no fire essentially existent that depends on wood. Further, there is no fire conventionally that does not depend on wood. There is no essentially existent wood that depends on fire. Further, there is no firewood conventionally that does not depend on fire. Birth and aging, death cannot be simultaneous. What is being born would be dying, and both would be without cause. Not only does just plain suffering not exist in any of the four aspects, nor outer entities exist in any of the four aspects as well.
Seda nyamja ome ton tsoe, deyan chepa ngudo ranjo pa mega namka tabi ton ranjo. Tanjor komzi chuyen komzi lo yemi chula chugya tabo.
Tishe jadze zi gigara rave?
Rave rave, yendayin.
For Prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the Dhamma Dhatu, and what becomes accustomed to, the mind, are inseparable, like water being poured into water. Yes. Before that, we should meditate the Svatantrika meditation, which says, furthermore, with a preliminary analysis, a Svatantrika abides in what is complete nothingness, similar to space. And then the Prasangika meditation, which says, for a Prasangika, the object to become accustomed to, the Dhamma Dhatu, and what becomes accustomed to, the mind, are inseparable, like water being poured into water. The way how one meditates in the Svatantrika Madhyamaka and the Prasangika Madhyamaka is explained by Jamgon Kongtrul Lodre Thaye in the Treasury of Knowledge. Now Rinpoche explains the root of the Prasangika Madhyamaka and the Svatantrika Madhyamaka, namely a text by Nagarjuna, who is the founder of Madhyamaka. Therefore, in terms of meditation, it would be good to meditate the Svatantrika and Prasangika meditation. So from the point of view of the Prasangika Madhyamaka, their view is the ultimate view, and we should not think about whether it is that or not. We should just take it like that.
Tomorrow
there's holiday, and the day after Rinpoche will explain